Recent years have witnessed a growing affinity between increasingly radicalized right-wing movements in the United States and Russia. In the book, A Liberal Vanguard, Populist Elitism in the United States and Russia, Alexander Mihailovich tells us and looks to untangle the confluence, considering ethno-nationalist movements in both countries and their parallel approaches to gender, race, and performative identity. Rather than probe specific points of possible contact or political collusion, he unveils the mirrored styles of thought that characterize far-right elitism in two erstwhile enemy nations. Mm-hmm. And it is a great pleasure to continue to talk to Alexander Mihailovich this morning. Thank you so much, and congratulations on the book. You will be at Northshire Bookstore this Friday talking about and signing the book at 6 o'clock. So I want to make mention of that. And, I mean, you wrote this a long time ago. I mean, 2 or 3 years ago, right?
Yeah.
And so give us a sense of is there anything in here as you look at this that you would change as a result of what has happened over the last 2 or 3 years?
Well, let me just point out one thing about the paperback edition that you're holding. I had made a few small corrections, but there was only one of those corrections that was really a fundamental update, which was in the conclusion. I originally make a comment that, you know, the Putin administration looks back in the 19th century, looks back, you know, in the pre-revolutionary era as, you know, an important point of inspiration or emulation of, you know, political models of autocracy, you know, of, you know, one person rule. And originally I said, well, you know, that's the wish, but it's not the reality, of course, because, you know, prior to 1905, for example, there was no parliamentary body in the Russian Federation, in the Russian Empire, excuse me. And, you know, Putin, technically speaking or structurally, there are checks upon his power. A year later, when the paperback edition came out, I just, you know, changed one word, and I indicated that, in fact, autocracy is now more a reality than it was when I had finished, you know, writing the book. Because now, really, you know, practically speaking, there is no sort of administrative, you know, pushback against Putin.
You mentioned during our conversation in the panel that the term "a liberal vanguard" came from Fareed Zakaria.
Yes.
And so give us a sense of what does that mean, a liberal vanguard, and what brought you to it initially?
So liberal vanguard, as you know, understood by Zakaria, was really a kind of the rise to power through democratic means of a party or a person who do not endorse democratic values but are willing to go along for the ride of the democratic process if it means that they obtain power. A couple of years later, Viktor Orban used this term, illiberal democracy, in a positive way. He essentially cribbed it and tweaked it from Zakaria's article. What I mean by a liberal vanguard is this notion of a kind of, I would say, policy elite that's an intelligentsia. And this is not necessarily a concept that's very strong in American history, or it hasn't been strong until recently. Because, you know, in American history, in American culture, broadly speaking, there is this kind of libertarian, you know, element, you know, that does not see experts in power as being necessarily a force for the good. But now, really, we, you know, many American figures who are, broadly speaking, supportive of Trump and his agenda are perfectly fine with the idea of an elite that is a, sort of a right-wing intelligentsia. So they are actually very keen on the idea of a group of people who dictate policy to essentially a passive, non-combative or non-critical population. That's what I mean by a liberal vanguard.
You write quite a bit in the book about Steve Bannon.
Give us
a sense of what we can learn from him, his dealings with the administration, and his place, even now, in and out of jail.
Yeah.
Of his place now within this elitism.
So this is the interesting aspect of this, because this elitism creates opportunities for or is fine temperamentally with occasional pushback against the leader of their party or their cause. So, for example, you know, Trump at several different junctures up until recently has indicated that he's not pleased with the scale of Elon Musk's efforts to cut back on government waste. He thinks he's gone too far. He's perfectly willing to kind of be a sort of a negative whisperer, but within certain boundaries, of course. And what's key here in terms of the notion of, you know, populist elitism is that you're not against the idea of elites as such. They simply need to be thrown out and another better elite that is more aligned with your own particular vision needs to be put in its place. So, for example, Bannon has said, you know, at least at a couple of occasions, I want to be like Vladimir Lenin. I want to, you know, dismantle the administrative state, and I want to put something new in its place. Patrick Deneen, who is a professor of political science at Notre Dame, he is actually a friend of Amy Conan
Barrett,
and he's also a friend of J.D. Vance. He assisted in the – he served as a kind of a sponsor for J.D. Vance's conversion to Catholicism. And Patrick Deneen draws the same reference. He says, you know, we have to think in terms of our movement being something like inspired by a cause such as ones by spearheaded by Vladimir Lenin, which is to completely dismantle the existing order, take apart the administrative state, and put a new element, a new kind of elite Praetorian class in its place that will tell the people what they should read, how they should think, and how they should vote.
We have less than 90 seconds, but I would like you, and this is a huge question for that amount of time, but with people reading the book and listening to what you've had to say this morning and just in our conversation over the last few minutes, many people are going to ask the question that they've been asking so often lately, which is, okay, but what can I do? What do you think the roadmap is for us if when we take in this information and agree with it, assuming we do, of where we go forward?
Where we need to go forward is really get back to the idea of a grassroots for the Democratic Party, it seems to me. We need to listen to what people at the local level, what really makes them anxious, what are they concerned about? And in some ways, we might be able to transcend through those means kind of the factionalism and the bitterness of the present political moment, it seems to me.
Alexander Mihailovich has been our guest. The name of the new book is A Liberal Vanguard, Populist Elitism in the United States and Russia. He will be speaking at Northshire Bookstore in Manchester Center, Vermont on Friday at 6 p.m. That event taking place at 6 p.m. at Northshire. You can find out more by going to northshire.com, northshire.com. Alexander, I can't tell you how much I appreciate the time you've given us this morning and how much food for thought you've given us.
Thank you so much.
It's a great pleasure. Yep. Thank you. We'll be back with more Roundtable in another hour coming up right after this.